talking, y'all. They be Oh, welcome back to Discussions, baby. It's your girl K Love, and I got a couple folks sitting in here with me. Tez, man, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Me not believing that shit.
I ain't believing it either. It can't be true.
You ain't believing them? No. How you doing today, Mr. Ray?
I'm doing good.
Oh my goodness. So listen. So I'm Christy Love, baby. I like talking about love. I am very single, but I love hearing about marriages and relationships. And a lot of people say real relationships don't exist and all that kind of stuff, but I think they kind of, I don't even like the face that Tez making at me right now. What?
I'm sorry, y'all. That shit we just read just now. off here.
It just popped up on my phone. Shit, I was like, ain't no way.
To do with the topic we talking about, but that shit got...
Well, it doesn't have to do with this current topic, kind of, sort of.
That shit got me fighting for my life.
Listen. Okay, y'all, so let me go ahead and clue y'all in, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm shell-shocked too. I am selling shell-shocked too right before they hit the record button.
Why the fuck would you say that?
And it's all Mr. Ray's fault. No, that would have been a moment he needed to get a picture, because Mr. Ray is a photographer.
Bro, what? Why would you show me that before we go?
So I did. I saw earlier in the week.
That's on you, Christy.
Where they said, hold on, because you help me with this, because I'm struggling. They said that, you know what, Diddy. Y'all know Diddy do it. Yeah, he did it. He did it. Definitely did it. Allegedly. Excuse me. Damn, Diddy. But Meek Mill, like, why? You know how black people like to say, nobody told me nothing. Y'all, for real, they trying to say that,
It's audio.
There's audio.
Wait, how the hell do you have audio?
How do you have audio?
Somebody getting eaten?
I don't understand.
What the
and hell? So...
That nigga noisy as shit.
Oh, my God. Y'all, like, for real, Meek Mill said that, oh my gosh, that Diddy.
So was he like
that Diddy was dining, and he was dining in up here, dining in. I can't say door dashing it because that can't be real, can it?
Like, can it? Bro,
oh
like,
my gosh!
The audio like Mick,
right?
So Mick was making notes
out.
Really?
So have you seen
it? Ray over here struggling,
Ray
y'all.
Too.
Ray is over here struggling.
I'm fighting for my life.
So was a video.
You're killing me.
Yeah, they said the video breaks down.
Oh my gosh, y'all!
I can't. That shit was like that shit got to be from a reputable site, man.
It better be.
I don't want to believe if it ain't from a reputable site. I don't believe.
And
it.
I'm with that because a lot of times
but it's hilarious though.
When I see stuff like that, I'm like, this cannot be true. I gotta see pictures. But
I do not need to see pictures.
What?
No video.
Okay,
nothing.
I don't want to see videos.
I will buy your. I'll just take your fucking word for it.
Yeah, I know y'all probably gonna catch. I was about to say pictures and videos together, so I said a pidio. Yeah, I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see that either. But I can't wrap my mind around that. But I did start having.
Meek, shut the fuck up, Anil.
I started wondering about some of the things I was seeing about Meek Mill because I did see.
And what's it is the situation is kind of weird because, like, how the hell does Meek Mill, like, from an artistic standpoint? Like, use a current rapper from Philly.
Uh-huh.
So why the hell are you running around with Diddy so goddamn much?
Listen, I don't know. There's a lot of people that's been around Diddy that, you know, I'm concerned about. I wonder if anybody from Making the Band got anything they want to
share. If that story is true, I'm not concerned about Meek Mill. Apparently, he was enjoying it.
Apparently.
Niggas being loud and shit, man.
Yeah, that baby was on sound.
You sitting there trying to record a song, and the niggas in the next room being loud and shit.
See, and listen, with this kind of stuff going on, right, can real relationships still exist now?
Apparently they do.
You know, can they survive? Can they survive and be you know, legit relationships? Or is it just, as people would say, a shit? Situationship.
I think that depends on the people.
Yeah, I think definitely depends on the people. Yeah. Okay. It's got to be.
Yeah, because like if
I mean, my relationship is still here. I've been married for 6 years, so I'm still here. Yeah. Gotcha. We've been together for 14 years.
Okay.
Right. And me personally, like,
but respect on that. That's
I think a lot of it comes down to people. People don't know themselves. So I don't think any relationship really gonna work if you don't know yourself enough.
Correct.
And maybe this is a journey you learn about each other, like, through each other, because there's, speaking of Spike Lee movies and shit, we talking about off camera.
Okay, okay.
The light-skinned brother of, you know, all the Spike Lee movies from back in the day, Robert Guinevere Smith.
Guinevere Smith or whatever. Yes.
He actually did, he did a one-man play as Huey P. Newton. And in he actually has a line where he says, "I do not know enough about myself because you do not know enough about yourself. Would you help me know?"
Wow.
I think you can learn about each other through each other, yourself through each other in a relationship, if you're willing to do that. But I don't think people are willing enough to actually look within themselves.
Gotcha.
I just opened it at the door.
Yeah. I heard it. I heard. Okay. I'm not lying to you. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it, y'all. We just talked about a little bit of popcorn. Don't worry about it.
I'm hungry.
Yes. Hey, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
My fast is over.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I think people got to be willing to do the work now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I don't think nobody really is. Like, you always hear people nowadays... I'm sorry, anybody? I just stuck my hand in anyone.
Girl. Go on, do your thing.
You hear people talking about shit, like, you get a lot of men, like, I want a woman that's submissive. And...
yeah, we don't mind submitting if we're submitting to a man that knows how to lead us properly.
Well, I mean, yeah, you gotta have credibility. But what I'm saying is, a lot of people don't look inward, like...
absolutely.
Who are you to for her to submit to?
Absolutely. See,
they want women, like, absolutely. They want a committed relationship. Well, who are you for him to commit to?
Come on.
Look at submissions, like, you're really asking this woman to actually put her life in your hands.
Yeah.
But you don't have that credibility yet.
Right.
So maybe you need to work on yourself.
Right.
And I mean, that's kind of like part of why I don't want to, like, I shy away from relationships. I don't know if I'm underselling myself. Gotcha. But I don't think I have that credibility.
And you know what? No, respect on that, because at least you are a man enough to be able to say that, because a lot of men do kind of portray themselves like they can handle it, right, when they really can, and it's not what they really want.
Like, I have a good paying job. I can take care of myself.
Gotcha.
If I, depending on the situation, I can probably take care of another woman, especially when they calm down. What kills me a lot, being single, no kids, my taxes be fucking killing me.
I bet. I bet.
So I could probably, if I got tax less, I could probably handle that situation.
Gotcha.
But personally, I'm not where I want to be in life.
That's honest.
Last time I look at it, like, what the fuck I'm gonna do with, you know, like I said, how can I lead you if I ain't led myself where I need to be yet?
I like that. With
women, it's like, you want this dude to commit to you, but you gotta understand what that means for him too.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of situations in my life, I'd probably still be at jobs I hated if I had to stop and think about the fact that I got a wife and kid.
Gotcha.
Because your life is in my hands, so my decisions don't just affect me.
Right.
My decisions affect you now. That's something I got to stop and think of.
Right.
So as a woman, you got to ask yourself, shit, do I deserve to have them give me that kind of consideration? And people aren't willing to do that nowadays.
You're right. You are very right about that. Now, Mr. Ray, I would like to ask you something. So as a married man, how did you know that you were ready to make that step? Or did you kind of always knew you were ready? You were just waiting on the right time. What's your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't say that I was always ready. I actually was waiting on the right time. Mm-hmm. Because really, I feel like right now, my wife basically take care of me, because I was born with seizures. I can't drive or nothing.
Oh, wow.
So I have to depend on my wife to, you know, drive me around and everything. Mm-hmm. Take me to places and everything.
Okay.
Which I don't like.
I can understand it. Yeah, I can definitely understand that.
But she accepts that about you, though.
Yes.
I mean, that's a beautiful
thing. That is definitely a beautiful thing. Yeah. And I like hearing stuff like that, because it lets me know that love still.
But I think that goes into knowing yourself. Like, are you somebody that's willing to deal with that? Like, there's certain things, like, a lot of things, that's not nothing, too. Like, a lot of things I'm not willing to deal with. Because I don't think people... I think part of the problem with relationships, outside of not knowing yourself, but I think there might be an extension of that, though.
Uh-huh.
It's twofold. On women's side, women don't know how to vet men.
Yeah.
And like, stop getting this dude pussy if you ain't sure about him yet. On the other side, men don't understand that boundaries are healthy.
Very.
It's not controlling to say that, hey, I don't want you to go outside wearing this. I mean, we're in a relationship now. Like, what the fuck you waiting for?
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's when relationships actually, there's no, again, rudderless. Mm-hmm. Like, to go back to the, you know, with the ship, like, mm-hmm. you're like, a lot of things are rudderless because we don't have that, we can't navigate things because we don't know ourselves to navigate it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And yeah, just know yourself.
Yes.
What are you willing to deal with? Because me, like, personally, like, I got boundaries. Like, mm-hmm. and I'm not the type of dude who's like, when I say I'm not cool with that, or I say no, I don't mean do this shit, and then we can argue about it later.
Right.
I said, don't fucking do that.
Gotcha.
Because if you did it, you just changed the nature of our relationship.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I can respect that as well. I could definitely respect that as well. Let me ask you a question, Ms. Ray. Now, being that you are, being a married man, when it comes to communication, how important is open communication?
I'll basically say that I need to work on it, to be honest.
I respect your honesty. Please elaborate. What do you mean?
I need to talk more and...
You keep a lot in?
Yeah, I keep a lot in.
Like a real man.
Yeah. Now, do you keep a lot in, even though this is... You get on my nerves. You get on my nerves. Because I'm coming back to that. That's why I said I'm coming back to that. But what I was going to ask you is, do you keep a lot in because this is your wife, and this is somebody you've known for many years, so how come you don't feel like you can go ahead and say what's really on your mind? Why? What makes you hold back?
Because I feel like it's going to start like an argument or something, and then I don't want to deal with that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Do you think eventually you'll start letting a little bit more of your guard down, or maybe approaching it at a time where you feel like it's safe?
Yes.
To talk about, so to speak. I say safe, but I don't mean that in a disrespect.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Safe as in the
like
time.
Like a better way to approach something, I guess.
Yeah.
I get that,
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely, I can understand that, but... Yeah, you said something. Yeah, talking about being a man, keeping things to yourself. What, like, y'all get on my nerves.
Ball that shit up inside.
Why?
Until it gives you a heart attack when you're 67.
Right.
All right.
But why?
No, but no, actually, for me, I think that a lot of this is my psychological hang-ups. People would make me feel like, growing up, people had a tendency to make me feel like a burden. And that stuck with me. So I don't want to feel like a burden. Like,
gotcha.
Holiday will see it. Like, sometimes, like, he's offering me help with something, and I'll just outright just turn it down. Because I don't want to feel like I'm a burden on anybody.
Oh, wow.
And if I was in a relationship, that's probably how my stance was like, okay, listen, I got my shit to deal. I can handle it.
Gotcha.
What do you need?
Okay.
I'm here for you. Okay. As your leader, if that's the kind of relationship we're going to be in,
right.
I'm here for you. So don't worry about the fuck I got going.
Gotcha. So
I don't think to be legit, I don't think that's completely healthy, and maybe that's some shit I need to work through. Mm. But that's just my personality, though.
But I think it's just interesting to hear you say you don't think it's healthy. I guess because in my mind, like when I asked him about communication and when it's okay, and I don't mean it in a disrespectful way, when it's okay to break something up, doesn't that kind of like in your essence when it comes to communication? You would need somebody you feel safe enough to be able to let all those guards down?
Yeah, but I think right now, until I work through that shit, that's probably never gonna happen.
Gotcha.
Because I inherently don't feel safe. Like, that's a
gotcha.
And nothing would hurt. I just, no, whatever. What's going on with you? What are your problems? What can I fix?
Gotcha. And which, it's something I struggle with too, letting my guard down, because I'm so used to being let down in love that I am guarded. I am guarded when it comes to really letting somebody in and letting somebody get to know me. But it's like, I'm also, I know when I see foolishness coming toward me too. So if you doing 9 plus 1, 9 carried 1, 10 things that the dude before you did, then it's automatically kind of making me, it's making my guard, my guard, my walls go up even higher. I'm like, why would I let you in? Why would I want to talk to you? Why would I want to spend time with you when you ain't showing me anything any different? Like, how do you really do that? And I want to be in my soft girl era. I want to be able to let my guard down, but I keep meeting guys that don't really exhibit that. So that leaves me feeling like,
I think
I'm not ready. You know what I mean?
I think also like a lot of that too. Again, I just don't think that's where we're living anymore.
Gotcha.
Like
gotcha.
Until like I mean, a lot of shit has to change for us to go back to that way of living. Man, I just don't think it's gonna happen.
So what does a woman like me do when I'm wanting not necessarily that fairy tale kind of love, but if I'm wanting that kind of love, that kind of support, and I want to be able to let my guard down,
I mean,
what do I do?
I mean, I think you can find from an emotional standpoint. I think you can find that. But, okay, when you said softcore era, that took me to mind what I think to see the woman online talking about.
Uh-huh.
Like, a lot of these women online, when they say softcore era, it sounds like they're talking about that whole school 1950s shit. But that's just not the world we're living
in. Yeah, because I don't necessarily mean it to that degree. I don't want to be at home pressing baby shirts and, you know, I want to do that kind of stuff. I do want a man that I can love on like that. I do want to, you know, I want to be a wife. I do. I want to be a wife. I don't want to be just somebody you kick it with occasionally. I don't want to just, you know, be your girlfriend. I'm already a baby mama, as far as I'm concerned. I got 3 children already. You know, I've been married before. But I just want, you know, I want more.
I get what you're saying. So I think you can find that. I think you can find that person that actually, you know, vibes with you in that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but what these girls you're talking about nowadays, it ain't that kind of world anymore. Like, listen, it's hard to take care of one household on a single income.
Yes,
so
it is.
You're probably going to let that shit go.
Yeah.
And also, any dude who could probably, especially nowadays, depending on the city where you live.
Yes.
Any dude that can take care of an entire family with a single income, you need to understand that this dude may not act right.
Wow.
Because he may not have to act
right. Right.
You meet this nigga here, he makes mid to high 6 figures.
Or low. Right.
Higher, like, this nigga has no real reason to not cheat on you. Outside of this, maybe it's maybe morality.
Gotcha. Yes, I understand why you say that. I understand. I do.
So, at that point, when somebody got options, man, you gotta let that shit go.
Gotcha.
You gotta hope their morals are good. Their morals are sound. Because, and honestly, I understand too, like, any dude that probably makes that much money,
yeah,
his mentality is such that his morals are probably not the strongest.
Gotcha.
Because it's rare the motherfucker who can be moral and be rich.
Gotcha. And I as much as I hate it. I know that to be there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. Mr. Ray, I got a question for you. So with what he just talked about, as far as if the man is, you know, kind of in the powerful, you know, perspective with the money coming in, that sort of thing. Now, and no disrespect to you when I asked you this, so you said that, you know, because of the seizures and your wife kind of is having to take care of you more so in that respect. Does that change how you feel about her as far as your love for her goes? Like, or your love for yourself? Does it make you feel like, not? I don't mean less than, but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, because of the fact that she's having to do a little bit more for you, and your the way your family is set up or the way your marriage is set up, it's a little bit different. Does that play into why it's hard for you to talk to her sometimes and tell her what's really on your mind?
No, not really. I mean, sometimes I talk to her. I say, I know you hate that you have to get up and take me to work or take me places or anything, you know, mm-hmm. go get my meds and everything. It sucks because I can't drive.
Mm-hmm. So you just acknowledge it at least.
Yeah, I just acknowledged it. I told her about it.
Gotcha.
I
mean,
one time before I used to drive myself all the time.
Okay.
Until December 16th of 2021, I decided to go to work. My manager called me, asked me to come in, uh-huh. and I decided to go to work, and I had a seizure, and I thought I pushed the brakes, but I actually pushed the gas and went through the trees.
Oof.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I was in the hospital for 3 months.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you survived, though. You lived to tell a story.
Glad I'm still here. God kept me here because I actually died 2 times.
Yeesh. Really? Wow. Yes. Wow.
Which is funny because December 16, 2021
That was not.
7 years to the day of my motorcycle accident.
Shot.
That's crazy.
Man, I'm sitting amongst two angels right now. That is crazy. two brothers that live to tell the story.
Don't mistake me. Don't mistake me for Angel. Don't.
He's not. Okay. You know what? I'm sitting in a room with two guys that still got stories to tell and work to do. That's why y'all still here. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I like, seriously, I appreciate, I always appreciate what you, when you talk about relationships and about communication, all that kind of stuff. I know, like, when I say, when I make the comment about soft girl era, I just know that I want to be in a place where I don't feel like I have to be on guard. But I'm so, there's that fear of getting caught up with somebody that really don't mean me well. So that's why I know I'm a vibe by myself. My vibe and my energy is not cheap. It's not for free. So I don't want to waste that on somebody that doesn't deserve me.
I said this about this, but what I said earlier about vetting men. Mm-hmm. Women today show me why arranged marriages used to be a thing.
Mm. I hate you saying that, but I understand. Yeah. I understand.
I see why it used to be. Because it's like, women always say shit like, I don't want this. Like, oh, that guy gives me the ick.
Yeah.
But you didn't choose a dude who really should be giving you the ick. Like, the nigga, like the dude you didn't pick, the shit you think he was going to do, the nigga you picked this.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so damn confused by that.
Touche. Guilty. Oh, my gosh. Bangs, gavel. Sustained. Sustained.
Like,
we do.
I can see if the dude you picked was like
picking the wrong ones. Yeah.
I can see if the dude that you picked did not do anything. It was the complete opposite of what you said that dude right. It was. I'm like, no, this nigga, he is actually doing the shit. Right. Like, I don't get this about women. Like, you don't understand. You don't think it's funny when a dude don't have no male friends?
There's something very wrong with that.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck all that. I understand. Like, I know what Joy Till and them said about how they think it's a red flag when a dude don't have any female friends. That shit is actually normal, especially with a nigga in a relationship.
Right.
But a motherfucker don't have any same gender friends, that means the motherfuckers who should be able to click with him don't click with him.
Gotcha. And that makes too much sense. That honestly makes a whole lot of sense. But... Mr. Ray, I do. I just, like, seriously respect to you because I appreciate you, too, as far as sharing your honesty. As far as, I know that marriage isn't easy. I know it isn't easy. I know it's for you, it's a little bit even more so difficult because you got to deal with the medical stuff.
I think it's powerful that you actually said that.
Absolutely.
That it might be frustrating for her.
Yes.
I don't think people understand.
I love the fact that you acknowledge that. Yeah.
Because I'm not saying it's a cure-all in your marriage. I know your marriage is. Right. I don't think people understand just acknowledging somebody's effort.
Absolutely.
How far that goes.
Absolutely. And I really, seriously, that warmed my heart for you. That gave me a fuzzy because that's amazing. Absolutely. You know what? Nah. So since people won't be rude, y'all listen, y'all keep believing in love. Keep loving, keep living, keep laughing. Mr. Ray, how can our people get in touch with you if they want to get some pictures?
You can find me on Facebook at Ray's Photography, or you can visit my website at www.rayweddingservices.com.
Absolutely. Y'all come on, support this brother. Support this brother on his photography mission or whatnot. How can we find you, Tez, man?
Mansa Musa the 7th on Twitter and Instagram and Threads and the Tez Man on Twitch.
That's what's up. And I have been your girl, K-Love. Connect with me, Christy Baxter McLaurin, on Facebook and on Miss Christy Love 511 on IG. Y'all keep living, keep loving, keep laughing. It's Discussions. We out.